Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
We've had the unique opportunity here on the Almost Famous podcast to have some voices, some wise voices, some voices who have been through the Bachelor franchise for a bit, share their thoughts on the recent announcement of the Golden Bachelor, Gary, and his wife, Teresa's divorce. So I was going to jump in for a second and kind of share my thoughts. This was a difficult announcement, I think, for so many of us to kind of understand. That's why it's everywhere. If you Google this divorce, all the major media companies and journalists are covering this. I think we're shocked because we're saddened. I'm shocked, I guess I can speak for myself personally, because I really believe the two of them were going to make it for multiple reasons. Let me touch on those. One, I thought their age was going to allow them kind of this next chapter in life, and they were really going to invest during this next chapter into this new love and this new relationship they found. Quite honestly, this could come off wrong. I didn't think there was enough time to necessarily have major disagreements, especially ending in a separation. I also thought they were going to have a lot of fun together. Obviously, both of them have done very well in their life. From all we know, they're both financially sustainable. And so they had a ton of opportunity to go off and to travel or to spend time on the lakes or to go out to dinners and to just enjoy kind of this next chapter. And so for me, I took all of those into consideration without knowing the two of them very personally. I had been able to meet them a few times and thought this could be something special. Obviously, now, shockingly, they are announcing that they're getting a divorce. I also think the fans here are a little bit confused because we don't have a lot of information. As so many who have came on here now, the podcast today and been interviewed, they've shared that we just don't know enough. I believe it was Trista who said that, you know, if love truly exists, then you can figure the rest out. so many of us who listen to this who have been in a committed relationship or in some type of relationship that we've had to make tough decisions for understand that the decisions are tough still, yes, but they're going to get made because there's love behind them. So if it's just a matter of where you move and what family you're closer to, then I would say this is confusing, especially because Gary, yes, has family fairly close, but they still have to drive. I mean, I believe he has some children that are, you know, 5+ hours away. That's, you know, a flight from the East Coast to Indiana. And you're retired. I guess I should say that. He's retired. And so there's time to fly. There's time to travel. I've lived in Colorado. My family's lived in Indiana for the past 11 years. And I don't see them maybe as regularly as I would if I lived in the same hometown or within an hour's drive. But I see them often. My dad just retired last year. And before that, you know, there was weeks every year that I would go home, or there was weeks that they would come here. There was flexibility in that. And so I never have felt like I cannot see my family when I desire to see them or when they desire to see me and spend time with Jessica and I. And so I want to believe their excuse. I do. I mean, I think their reasoning that it was hard to kind of figure out where they're going to be for their family is fair, but I don't believe it's everything. And honestly, I don't know if they owe us everything in the explanation of why they're getting divorced. I don't know if that's really my business or any of our businesses, but we are invested in their love story. So we do want to know what happened here. And I think the question of what happened here for me is also confusing because their love story brought so many people hope. I got to do a segment with Gary that was never shown on television, but we kind of did the watch party segment where we went around on a bus and stopped in at people's homes and talked to people about what they were experiencing watching The Golden Bachelor. And there were tears. There was hope. There was joy. There was, hey, if you can do it, Gary, I want to do it too. There was this belief that no matter what age you were, that love could still exist and could still be found. And I'm worried, or I guess I'm concerned, or I guess I know that their divorce so quickly after getting married will probably make people take a step back. But here's the truth to it. I still believe what they showed on television and what so many of them showed on television, so many of the contestants, is that love can still be found no matter what age you are at. I don't want that to be forgotten here. I think that's where this whole thing gets so hard for me because I know that so many people really, truly were invested into their love story and invested into this story in general. And I don't want people to forget that, yes, love can still be found. If you talk to any of the women who came off the show, they believe in love more than ever. In fact, I'll mention Susan and Kathy here. I've gotten to speak with them multiple times. And as recently as 2 weeks ago, kind of heard some rumblings at that time that things were not good for Gary and Teresa. And so we got to have a conversation about, well, what did the show teach you? And both of them said that it taught them that love can still be found, that this next chapter of life can be the most exciting chapter yet for them. And so if you're invested into their love stories, if you're invested into this separation, into this divorce that they're entering into, please do not forget that love can still be found no matter what age you are in. That the next chapter can be the best chapter in your story, in your life. I also think we should look here now, maybe, you know, the main characters of The Golden Bachelor was Gary and Teresa, because they were obviously the ones who got married on national television. Gary was the lead. Teresa was obviously the one that he chose and that she chose him at the end. But I think now the way I'm seeing it is it kind of levels the playing field a little bit, to where the main characters are everybody that was on the show, these women who have came off of The Golden Bachelor and are now representing all new things. They're representing wisdom. They're representing the kind of this newfound fame and how to handle it when you have so much experience in life, so that you don't get sucked up in maybe the relevancy of it all, but you just enjoy the ride. I'm learning from them, and I think now we all can. I think the cool part would be as we watch the contestants now hopefully go out and date and go out and explore new relationships, and then we move on to now the Golden Bachelorette, we can continue to learn from them and continue to invest into their stories and continue to believe that something good is in the future for all of them.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket. You know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Now, I kind of want to close here by also saying what I believe the future of the Golden Show is. I don't think this derails it. I do think the divorce makes us take a step back and maybe have a little bit of hesitancy when we watch the Golden Show. And we're kind of waiting to see if there's actually love that is going to be found and what the wedding looks like, what the commitment looks like, what these new relationships will look like. Because I think you build off of what your first example is. For example, Trista and Ryan from The Bachelorette. We got to see their love story unfold. And now 20 plus years later, they're still together and they have kids. And we now believed in The Bachelorette and The Bachelor, I think, in large part, because we saw their commitment to each other. And we saw what came from that. And so I do think now there'll be more hesitancy. But I also believe that the Golden Show can still be really great. And I think success is still going to come from so many couples. And I'm still going to be invested now as much as I was before. I am confused with all of this, why they got married so quickly. I mean, I think there's some financial benefits from that. I do believe they, at the time, believed this was the right thing to do, that this was going to be a relationship that lasts. I don't think either of them were entering into that marriage being like, hey, we'll get married. But yeah, a couple months later, like, it doesn't really matter. We can separate. I don't think either of them were thinking that, but I do believe coming off the high of the show, coming off the experience of the show, coming off the press tours, getting to travel together, having this kind of euphoric honeymoon moment right after the show probably made them feel, yeah, this is amazing. Let's get married. I just never think that's smart. If you go back into my experience, obviously there was some hesitancy coming right off the show to get married right away. If you see Joey and Kelsey season, obviously Joey and Kelsey were talking about, hey, we'll have a long engagement. You have to kind of redate to kind of reestablish a foundation outside of the show, because the show, once it's over, it's over. And you go back to regular life. The show moves on to the next lead, to the next season, and you move on to whatever the next chapter holds. And so you have to redate, reestablish. JoJo and Jordan are a great example of that. Matt and Rachel are a great example of that. So many of the healthy couples we see today have reestablished a foundation outside of the show. And I don't think Gary and Teresa ever gave it time to do that. I think they got wrapped up in the whole thing too quickly, which honestly is a little surprising, because I thought they would go about this whole thing very differently than any couples we've seen in the past. All right. So those are my thoughts. I'm sad. I wish divorce wasn't their best option, or the option they felt like was necessary, maybe is a better way to say that. I wish they could have worked through some things. I wish they would have given it some more time to work through some things. Maybe it was just getting to a place where they knew this was going nowhere good fast, and so they had to get out, both of them. I don't know. We don't know enough. Again, the from everything I've read and the interview, the only really reasoning for this is they just couldn't figure out the family dynamics. I don't think I'm satisfied with that. I know there's more, but as I said earlier, I don't know if I'm owed anymore. So it comes from a place of assumption. I just wish divorce was not the option they felt like was necessary at this time. I wish the two of them could have found something beautiful together. I was wishing and hoping that the Golden Bachelor was going to lead to an amazing love story that we'd be able to celebrate for years to come. But we're not. And so now we move on, and we hope that the next season works, and we hope that the contestants find love again, and we hope that Gary and Teresa can find love again, because I know and I do believe both of them desired it. Love's a beautiful thing. When it's at its best, this show is about love. When it's at its worst, it's about drama. And so The Golden Bachelor, as we continue, I hope continues to be about love, and we don't lose sight of the incredible life change that so many on the show and viewers of the show have had, because they've witnessed people later in life make a commitment to try to find love again. So we watch hopeful now. I watch with a little hesitancy, but I still have a lot of anticipation, excitement, and anticipation towards the next season of The Golden Bachelorette. And hoping, hey, that love truly will be found.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower / sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower. Our registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.